Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Father Edward Looney. I'm a Catholic priest in the Diocese of Green Bay, a Marian theologian, and the president of the Mariological Society of America. And this is the Commentaries series on the Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Today is day 3, and we will be covering chapter 2 from the TAN edition of the book, focusing on the words, our life, our sweetness. But before we jump into the treasures found in this wonderful work that allow us to reflect on the person of Mary, let us begin with a short prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord our God, you have given us Mary to be our mother and our intercessor. From the foot of the cross, as she stood there, your Son Jesus looked at her and gave her to the care of John. And now she's become our mother. May we truly appreciate who she is and how she loves each one of us as God's children. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Last time, as we were together, we discussed Mary's role as the Queen Mother. Today, I'd like to focus on Mary's love for all of God's children. Maybe you caught that in the opening prayer. But if we look at Mary as our life and our sweetness, the three sections in which Alphonsus Liguori gives his reflections are titled as such. Mary is our life because she obtains for us the pardon of our sins. Mary is also our life because she obtains us perseverance. And thirdly, Mary renders death sweet to her clients. So Mary's love for God's children, then, I think, summarizes this. Because her love as a mother, by saying yes at the Annunciation, by consenting to her work in the cooperation of redemption, by giving birth to the Lord Jesus, who then would die on the cross for the salvation of souls and the forgiveness of sins. Well, this is a great love that Our Lady has for us, that she loved the entire world in that moment in which she said yes. The angel comes to her, Mary, you've found favor with God. God is going to send the Savior. And she says, let it be done to me according to your word. And in that moment, as she expresses that love of God and this cooperation that she has, well, she says yes for all of humanity. Her yes means that all of humanity can experience the saving grace that Christ wants to bring. So truly, the Annunciation is a moment of Mary showing her love for all of us. She obtains for us the pardon of our sins, as St. Alphonsus Liguori points out in chapter 2. And so, how does she do that? Well, by her prayers. We talked about Mary as the Queen Mother, a title that I think is so efficacious, so valuable in her identity and in her relationship to the Trinity. So she is obtaining the pardon of sins not only by her cooperation in the work of redemption, but because of her prayers, as she prays for the conversion of sinners, the heart of a hardened sinner is turned back to God. Mary obtains that grace of conversion, and as she obtains that grace, well, what is attached? As one converts, one seeks out pardon, one seeks out forgiveness. Think about how many souls have been set free by the power of Mary's intercession. What God has accomplished by her prayers, that someone completely indifferent to the Lord and to the church, that maybe after learning about Our Lady or going to one of her shrines, experiences that great change of heart in their life. Mary is our life because she obtains for us the pardon of our sins. That's something very powerful as you read through that section to ruminate over that. What does this really mean? How does this play out in the course of our salvation? The second thing St. Alphonsus addresses is he says that Mary is also our life because she obtains us perseverance. So the prayers of Mary are ongoing. So the grace of perseverance in our life is that perseverance to continue a life of grace, to continue to grow in the virtues, that we are able to look to Our Lady and she's obtaining us that perseverance, that when we struggle with sin, as we look to her example, she encourages us. We make the choice to persevere as a result. Mary loves God's children because she wants us to persevere in this life that God has for us. So again, it comes down to her role of intercession. Mary is obtaining. As she advocates for us, this is what she is doing. Mary loves God's children at the hour of death. That is our constant cry. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Mary renders death sweet to her clients. So what is being said here is that Mary accepts as her children those who choose her, that she loves us as the children of God, and that she loves those who love her. So, in our life as a Catholic, if we seek to love Our Lady, if we pray the Rosary, if we pray the Hail Mary, if we pray with devotion this prayer of the Hail Holy Queen that Alphonsus Liguori is leading us through, this life of devotion will have a reward at its end. I think about all of these different promises, you know, when it comes to the Rosary, for example, Our Lady revealed these promises to Blessed Alan de la Roche. And there are certain prayers and promises then that are given to an individual at the hour of their death. And every time we've prayed the Hail Mary, and if you pray the Rosary every day, you've prayed it 53 times every single day. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Mary isn't going to forget that. And so her love for God's children and for her clients, her devotees, extends to that very hour. That as we draw our dying breath, Mary is there interceding for us. There are many great spiritual writers out there, like St. Louis de Montfort. And St. Louis de Montfort, in The Secrets of the Rosary, talk about the great battle over the soul at the hour of death. And, you know, we'll talk about that in day 8 of our journey through the glories of Mary. Mary and the hour of our death will be our focus that day. But Mary is rendering death sweet to her clients. She's there defending us. She's there praying for us. so that we might make a safe passage from this life to the next. This is the gift that Mary is. This is the gift of her motherhood, and that because she is our mother, in that opening prayer I spoke of Mary at the foot of the cross, and Jesus looking down gave Mary to John and John to Mary, and as that takes place, well, we become the children of Mary. She doesn't forget us. She continues to pray for us. And as you read some of these stories of Alphonsus Liguori kind of giving that image, that story, that anecdote, you're going to see how Mary has been faithful to her children, how she's been faithful to her clients. She loves her children, and what does she do as she loves her children? Well, she obtains things for her children. She obtains pardon, obtains perseverance, renders death sweet. This is the beautiful love of Mary, our mother, that she has for you and me, children of God, and her children too. And that brings us to the end of day 3 in our study of the glories of Mary. Thank you so much for listening and for joining me on your journey to grow deeper in the spiritual life. Next time, we'll be discussing chapter 3, Our Hope, in which the author explores the meanings of the word, Our Hope, and the relationship to Mary. Until then, let us remain united in prayer to Jesus through Mary. God bless.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by TAN. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support The Commentaries and other great free content from TAN, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including The Glories of Mary and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.